And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Planned Parenthood is hemorrhaging facilities faster than they can count. 41 abortion centers have shut down this year alone, and we're just getting started. The Big Beautiful Bill didn't just nick their funding, it severed the nearly $800 million taxpayer artery, keeping those death factories operational. Now, here's a story that perfectly captures the cultural moment. Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah, she's in the news again. She jumped on social media to declare that the Minneapolis Catholic school shooter was a white supremacist MAGA Republican. Surprised that she got it completely wrong, but credit where credit is due, she actually apologized. But listen to her gem of logic. She assumed the shooter was an NRA-loving gun person because, quote, most shooters follow a standard MO. That's the left's playbook in action, folks. Shoot first with accusations, maybe apologize later if caught, but at least she admitted she didn't do her due diligence, which is actually surprising that she admitted not waiting at least 5 seconds to see if her narrative matched reality. Corporate America's great awakening does continue, and Cracker Barrel joined the parade back to sanity, quietly scrubbing all DEI and LGBT language from their website, calling it out-of-date content. Out of date. The woke crowd is having conniptions, as you might imagine. Turns out that when your customers are there for the country cooking and the rocking chairs, not your corporate virtue signaling, the bottom line speaks louder than the activist mob. The Trump administration isn't just talking about the housing crisis, they're preparing to declare war on it. The Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, revealed Trump may declare a national housing emergency this fall, which is an all-hands-on-deck approach to tackle skyrocketing costs and vanishing supply. Meanwhile, Trump's trade hardball is paying dividends. India just offered to drop tariffs to zero after feeling the heat from 50% duties on their goods. Two vital stories that reveal the deadly cost of gender ideology and abortion activism. In British Columbia, a man calling himself Veronica just won a women's golf championship after taking up the sport competitively in February this year. But here's where the ideology turns lethal. A 19-year-old took abortion pills in Ontario. 10 days later, she was dead from sepsis. The media, well, they're blaming system failure. But if we're going to be clear about this, those pills carry a black box warning for sepsis. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app. And I really would appreciate it if you did so, because you can get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.